This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Russia has drawn closer to its goal of fully capturing Ukraine's Donbas region, the eastern industrial heartland of coal mines and factories, as the Kremlin claimed to have taken control of 90% of one of the two provinces that make up that region. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu says Moscow's forces hold nearly all of Luhansk province, and it appears that Russia now occupies roughly half of Donetsk province, according to Ukrainian officials and military analysts. While Russia has superior firepower, Ukrainian defenders are entrenched and have shown the ability to counterattack. On Tuesday, President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian forces had made no significant advances in the eastern Donbas region over the past day. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Zelensky, in his nightly address Tuesday, praised the work of his troops in the eastern region and said Russia had not expected to meet such resistance. He said the absolutely heroic defense of the Donbas region continues. Britain's defense ministry gave a similar assessment early Wednesday, saying neither side had achieved significant gains over the course of 24 hours, with Russia attacking from multiple sides, but Ukraine's defense is holding. Fighting has been particularly intense in the key Luhansk city of Severodonetsk, where Russian and Ukrainian forces have been engaging in street-to-street battles. A White House spokesperson said Tuesday, in an effort to help the country with its coastal defenses, the United States is providing Ukraine with unmanned coastal defense vessels and is also working with allies and partners to provide anti-ship missiles and systems to Ukraine. The spokesperson said the U.S. is in constant communications with the Ukrainians every day about their security needs. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has announced $3.2 billion in private sector investment in Central America as part of an effort to improve the economy and address the large-scale migration out of the region. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan reports from Los Angeles, where Harris is taking part in the Summit of the Americas.
Meeting with business executives and female entrepreneurs, Harris said the aid effort targets women through the expansion of internet service and digital payment systems and other measures in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. She spoke Tuesday, the day before President Joe Biden formally opens the summit. But this meeting of heads of state from the Western Hemisphere has been mired in controversy. The host, the United States, excluded Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, saying this should be a summit of democratic nations. So Mexico's president did not attend, along with several other leaders from the region. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Hong Kong's largest national security law case began Tuesday with 47 pro-democracy activists and lawmakers standing trial. The defendants are charged with conspiracy to subversion under the city's national security law, which carries a maximum sentence of life in prison. Following the anti-government protests in 2019, Beijing imposed the national security law in Hong Kong to quell political dissent. The law, which strictly prohibits acts deemed as secession, subversion, foreign collusion, and terrorism, has been used by authorities to target the core of Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement. In February of 2021, the 47 activists surrendered to authorities and were charged under the sweeping law for organizing an unofficial primary election. The defendants include democratically elected lawmakers, counselors, academics, and pro-democracy advocates. A New Zealand study published Wednesday has revealed what scientists say is the presence of microplastics in Antarctic snow for the first time. Microplastics are smaller than a grain of rice. Researchers from the University of Canterbury and Christchurch, New Zealand, say the small particles of plastic were found in 19 sites across the Ross Island region of Antarctica. Academics say it's possible the tiny particles traveled thousands of kilometers through the air, or that the presence of people in Antarctica has established a microplastic footprint. Researchers say microplastics can be damaging to people and wildlife and the environment. Repeating the hour's top news story, Russia has drawn closer to its goal of fully capturing Ukraine's Donbas region, the eastern industrial heartland of coal mines and factories. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.